Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning,
everyone. We are live this morning on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook with our Facebook familia.
I mean that she's growing and growing. For this is the day
that the Lord has made.
We're going to rejoice
and
be glad.
Yeah. And remember, America, rejoicing is a choice.
Yes.
So choose this day that you want to rejoice.
Yes.
And here's the bonus. And be glad. I don't know how rejoicing and not glad don't go together, but some people obviously rejoice and then they don't know how to be glad. Or to stay glad. You know, just like a lot of people know how to get free but not stay free.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's what we are teaching today. We are so excited, and thank you to our Good Morning America Blog Talk audience. So good morning across the USA and the world, not only the United States, but the whole world. And good morning to our studio.
Yeah. Woo! Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Sandy.
Facebook.
How are you? Yes. So we are excited. I know y'all be like, where y'all been? Well, it goes a little something like this.
Yes. And our audience here, Debbie and Evelyn, we have Sold Out to Jesus t-shirt over here, and we have It As Well in my soul.
And we are hanging out with what? And we all still represent the team.
Team Jesus!
Yes.
And that's you too, because y'all tuning in and share the video, y'all.
Yeah.
Good morning, Miss Stacy.
To God be the glory. So I'm just excited about what God is doing in the earth today and in His people. Because without us being here, it would just be a big, fat place with dirt and trees and grass.
Yes.
Right? Oh, and probably the animals, too. But we're just glad that the Lord chose us to be here today.
Yes.
Right?
And I just want to say this. I have to say it. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. But, you know, just to know that we are created in God's image and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I'm here looking at my twin sister. Doesn't she look beautiful? Look at her hair.
What?
I don't know who did her hair.
What?
But woo-hoo, I just want to, she looks so pretty.
Thank you, twin. Thank you.
Doesn't she look beautiful?
Oh, thank you, guys. It's a little different, a little shorter, but it's okay.
I love it.
I give all the kudos out to my amazing stylist, which is yours too sometimes, Miss Jasmine.
Yeah, and she's been doing Camila's hair.
Yes.
She's going to do it again this Friday.
Well, her mom.
Her mom, Friday. She's been braiding her hair.
Yeah. Well, I did a drive-by, though, y'all. I did a drive-by last night, okay? and then, you know, you can just wake up like this sometimes. So I just thank God for Jazz.
Jazz, you did awesome. You look so good. I'm like, she came in, I'm like, who that girl right there?
Yeah, she
did. That's my twin.
I know, Laura be tripping, but it's all good. So
you want to get, you're going to be, you want to fix up your hair? Come on to the mansion. I mean, they'll do your hair here. They'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. I mean, you'll be blessed. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Tamara.
That's my girl.
How are you today? So we're just excited about what God is doing. And we thank you guys for tuning in. We are live. And please share the video. Like we always say at the end, but we're going to start saying this again.
God, we must spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you know we're going to talk about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. But meanwhile, we got to stay busy, y'all.
Come on. It's so true, though. So, you know, we just want to encourage everyone to know that you are chosen to still be in the land of the dying. You know, most people say, why do you say that? Well, it's the truth.
Uh-huh.
And if you have any question about it, any network you go on to for the news, they keep again.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
They tell you how many people
are dying
every day. And then, so we are in the land of the dying. And we are going to the land, because that's where they went, to the land of the living. Because we will live somewhere forever.
Yes.
Right? So we call that transition.
Yeah.
Right? Because people transition from one place to the next.
Another.
But the Bible says that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Yes. So we got to know that. So good morning, Mama Dali. She said, praise God, on our way.
Amen.
So our studio audience is checking in, and they're just letting us know we got you. Here, there, and when we get here. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
And we thank God for the mighty warriors, and that's what we're talking about today. Today's going to be an amazing topic today, right, Laura?
Yes.
Wow. And, you know, the Lord is like, you know, Marlo, I know you're not scared, because I'm not. I wasn't scared in the world. Hello, newsflash. I was in the world before, y'all know that. That's why the word says that we are in the world, but we're not of the world.
Yes.
But before I was in the world and of the world, okay? But when the transition came in my heart to live for the King,
mm-hmm.
we are still in the world, but we're not of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's two different kingdoms, America. It's one Hera and it's one Vera. And we serve the King of Kings.
And the right? Lord of Lords.
And you just have to know which system and choose which one you would love to function in, because the one that is for him is everlasting.
Yes. And something my granddaughter Angelina is learning every morning, that when I, because I take her to school and drop her off, but every morning I make it a point to where we're going to pray on the way to school. But I don't care what the weather is, if it's snowing, if it's raining, if it's cold, hot, I wake up and we pray and we thank the Lord for the morning. Because I hear a lot of people complaining about the seasons, the weather, everything that's happening. But I want my grandchildren to know that whatever season we're in, that Jesus is the reason for the season, and that we got to be grateful and thankful for every morning that we wake up, for every morning that we have breath, for every morning that vehicle, a house, a bed.
Right.
And so every morning she looks at me and she already knows, okay, I better start thanking the Lord. But I want them to learn to have a thankful heart and not be complainers, but be grateful for all seasons,
absolutely.
Even if it's cold, even if it's hot, because God is good. And he's faithful, and his love and his mercy, his grace. I mean, there's so much that we could
be
thankful than to complain. There's just too much to be thankful than to complain. And then she's like, and then I pray that she will go to school and she will be a blessing to somebody that's going through something, or maybe somebody's being mean to somebody, or, you know, children can be sometimes.
Right.
And I said, a granddaughter, be a blessing to somebody today. And if you see your teacher, she's freshening. Teachers sometimes go to a lot. They have a lot of students.
Right.
Pray. Close your eyes and your mind. Pray. You know, I want them to learn. If, I said, even if you say, Jesus, help her, just a simple prayer. I said, God hears your heart and your mind, and he knows everything. And she's looking at me like, okay, grandma, okay. But I just want to engrave that in them, you know?
And then, you know, when you're, good morning, Kim Jones.
And I'm such a morning person, so.
But listen, when you are instilling that in your children, grandchildren, hashtag whatever, because, you know, I think that we've gotten away from the concept that, even though you have the zeal to do that in the morning because of who you are, amen. Okay.
And I'm a morning person.
And when you think about it, some people don't have even some children don't have the parents or the grandparents to that zeal. But even when they go to school, they have another child, such as your granddaughter, to ignite and empower, inspire them.
Yeah.
And you know that real can be done through a child.
Yes.
You know?
And there's even times that I'm not feeling good and I cry and so I'm driving. I'm like, Lord, I'm not feeling good. I don't feel like driving to school, or I don't feel like getting up, but I'm still going to do it and be obedient and thank you that you're going to heal my body. And she's seen me cry too, but I still praise him, even through the pain or whatever I'm going through. And she's just like, but I'm like, Lord, I just pray that that will engrave and that will touch her heart so then she could be blessed to be a blessing.
Right. It's important and it's very powerful that we understand that we have the power and the authority to do those things and instill that in our children.
Yeah.
You know, and then sometimes we get discouraged because sometimes the deeper we go into the walk, it looks like our children are going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, let's go. But he makes the promise out of the 3,573 that if, even if they do stray, they will return.
Yes.
You know.
And something happened when we came here on Sunday. As we came here this Sunday, Pastor Marlo, me and my son, and we were doing what we got to take care of here at the mansion. As we came back, because we forgot to lock the church and put the carpets back in, we came back in, and as we drove back in, because I knew I was forgetting something, but I couldn't remember if I locked it, so we came back and we left the carpets from the entrance outside. Dalise was outside, and she was leaving, and when we came back, I don't know what happened, but I went inside, locked, put the carpets back in, and then next thing I know, Luke has a hat and a pair of socks. And he goes, Mom, we forgot something, and we came back, and I got blessed with this hat. At least blessed him with a hat and some socks. And he goes, Mom, every time we go somewhere, or you go somewhere, we go to church, you're always getting blessed. And I said, because we're blessed to be a blessing.
Right.
And then he blessed somebody else with some of the socks. I mean, he kept some of the socks.
Wow.
And then he went home and wanted to bless his friend Joseph. Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing. And when we're an example, as we let Christ Jesus in us, because God doing it through us, right?
Right.
Anything we do and say
right.
is Jesus in us.
Right.
And how it reflects or it touches our children to that, where they being an example
right.
and being blessed. But he goes, Mom, every time we go somewhere, you're always getting blessed. And I said, because we're blessed.
Right.
To be a blessing.
But it's the fruit.
Yes.
It's the fruit of our labor.
So
know?
Thank you, Dali.
Yeah.
That ministered to my son.
So
we went to church and we got blessed at church too.
Yeah.
And he was like, wow, Mom. And so, but he's seen. Wow. I said, that's because God has to be the center. God has to be the, we got to honor him in everything. And then everything else will follow, spiritually, physically, financially. So if you honor him with no shame, without being ashamed
right.
and radical, and just be who you are, okay?
Amen.
It's not radical. But we're the killer, okay?
Everybody you know is not radical. It's more humble people.
Yes,
than
yes.
We talk a little bit about that
yeah.
today, too.
But anyway, I just wanted to share that.
You know, just for you. Just for you. But good morning, and thank you for tuning in. Good morning to my amazing cousin, Anthony Dunbar, who's so powerful, supportive. I thank God for you, man of God, because no matter what dimension, platform, or whatever we're on, you always show your face.
Yes.
And say, encourage us, good morning, women of God.
Yes,
you know,
thank
so
you.
Thank you, mighty man of God.
Mighty man of God.
Yes, for always being who you are.
Yes.
It's so encouraging and so empowering
yes.
to us. You know, I was telling Mama Dali said on Sunday, you know, for your presence, you know, whether it's in the house or on the screen or on the radio or whatever, it's the presence of who we are that brings volume
yeah.
in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And it brings excitement and excitement, right?
Yeah.
And that's how we feel that we know that we have the support of doing the Matrix.
Yeah.
This is so funny. Dali comes in Sunday. She goes, Pastor Marlo, I got a new phone. And I said, really? That is so awesome. She goes, guess what's on the phone? And I said, what? The Matrix, all the green. The Matrix is on my phone. Oh, I got it. All I could think about was you, Lord. I was like, that is so powerful that you can ignite people even through what God gives you, even though it seems radically ridiculous, but it will empower and encourage someone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes.
You know.
No matter if you're not feeling it, because let me tell you, this morning I did not, can I be transparent?
Please.
I didn't want to get up. I was struggling this morning getting up. The blankets were warm. I mean, I normally don't struggle because I'm a morning person, but this morning I didn't want to get up. But I had to tell myself, get up. In Jesus' name, body line up with,
yeah.
with Laura right now in the name of Jesus. And I said, Lord, thank you for strength. And,
yeah.
and I had to pray that over me because I really didn't want to get up. But see, I think.
And or, your feelings.
Or my feelings, you know,
yeah.
or my feelings. And let me tell you, next thing you know, God gave me the strength. Like within maybe 30 minutes it mm-hmm. took, but I got strength and,
yeah.
and still I'm feeling good now. And I'm just thankful to God that he gives me the strength. So if you're struggling this morning, just cry out to God. And it's amazing what he will do when you just tell him.
Yeah.
And just, he's waiting to have that relationship with you. And open up to him, and
yeah.
he'll do the rest.
Yeah. Remember that song, Laura? I don't know. 2 years, even though we're the same age. Well, got a few years on you. But remember that song that we used to sing when we were younger, Have a Little Talk with Jesus, mm-hmm. Tell Him All About Your Troubles. You remember that song? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn to do that,
yeah.
you know, in the mornings, and he will hear our cry in the songs
yeah.
by and by,
yeah.
you know. So we have to know, and that's why I thank God for the roots of the
mm-hmm.
grandmother. So I see that in you, even though you're the younger dimension of it,
yeah.
but you still have that instillment
yeah.
in your grandchildren
yeah.
and your
yeah.
children, and that's generational, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that's the mind and the heart of God because he's generational.
Yes.
You know, when you think about it, but it's going to be an amazing topic
yes.
today, America, and we're so excited about what God is talking about.
Yeah.
You know, so Laura, what would you like to say to our familia this morning?
Buenos días, familia. ¿Cómo estamos todos alrededor del mundo? Le damos gracias a Dios esta mañana.
Woo.
Por habernos levantado. Le damos gracias a cada uno de ustedes que nos están viendo. Y aquí estamos estudiando la Biblia, la palabra de Dios, que es
yeah,
poder
yeah, yeah.
Y es lumbre, fuego. Y le pedimos a Dios que toque a cada uno de ustedes que tengan relación con Jesucristo. Y Él les va a dar fuerza, les va a dar esperanza.
Mm.
Búsquenlo, porque ahora es el tiempo de buscarlo. Y que Dios les dé paz. Salvación, todo lo que necesiten, él está listo para escuchar a cada uno de ustedes. Pero lean la palabra de Dios, que es la Biblia.
Woo!
Gloria a Dios.
Thank you.
Gloria a Dios.
That is so awesome, though. So we just welcome everyone, and here, and we pray that you have your pens and paper or notebooks or devices or have you guys take notes. Write the scriptures down. Hear what God is saying to you so that you can go back and study the word for yourself and be enlightened, empowered, and, you know, turn up the volume of who you were created to be. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So our topic today is the change that you want to see. Okay, because we always say, well, you know, if the world was a better place, or we'll say, people need to stop acting up. Or we just say all kind of stuff. But the change that you want to see must first begin in
you. Uh-huh. And
so,
me and you.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
The change.
And Dalí says, Luke gave him a rose first, and that is true. Luke drove up, and there was a rose in the middle. I said, man, let's just bless her with it. And I said, Dalí's with it. I said, go ahead, give it to her. And that's how the blessing started.
Oh, it started with the domino effect.
Yes.
In the heart of the babe. How old was Luke?
15.
Yeah. So just to know it. 15,
and he ran out and gave it to her while I was locking the door and everything. That's how it started. Yeah.
That's so
he's
cute.
Learning to be a giver.
And then she's a GG too. So
yeah, so
she's giving. And the GGs have arrived. We're so excited about it. She was just talking to you, Mama Dalí, even though we know you're on the line. But
yeah, I forgot the part where Luke gave you the rose.
Yeah.
He said, Mom, give her the rose. It's right here because it's been in there forever. Like, I had bought it to bless somebody, but I never got to give it away. And then he grabs it and goes, let's give it to the least.
What a zeal. Like, let's give it to her now.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I mean, he ran outside the van and gave
it. And the smart water. So we're going to be smarter today, America. Yes. So we thank God for these mighty people of the Most High. So, you know, as we were talking about the topic today, is the change that you want to see, America, must first begin in you.
That's right.
You know, because if not, we become to be flaw finders. We become to be the ones pointing the one finger. I don't know about you, but when I point one, I got three more pointing back at me. We have to be careful in this hour on an individual level of the relationship that we have on the parallel, which is the cross, of you and God. What is God saying to you? Not get so caught up in what we see in other people, because we have to be the change agents. Okay, and it must start it with us as believers and Christians, which is Christ's followers. How can we be in the world? And of course, the world is what it is. It was bad back when Jesus was in the world. Okay,
yeah.
It's always been an issue in the world. But and even when Jesus stepped on the scene, they didn't even think he was real. And it's okay if people don't think you're real. You just be what you're called to be, right, Laura?
Yeah.
I don't want to use the word I trip out, but I do. Okay. So when we talk about Laura, you know how radical she is and how you're always out being about the Father's business, helping the homeless, feeding the homeless, all praying for the people. And not only do you do that just at the homeless shelter, you do that at any store. If you ever run into Laura Kelly, I mean, be y'all license plate, don't go the other way. Run into the yes, in the presence of the Lord. But a lot of people, you can see it on their face when, especially I've had the experience when we're together.
Yeah.
We go into a place. Some people are so excited and receptive. They want to hear what God has got and what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then you got some people, you see, there's so many dimensions of it. They put their seatbelts on like it's tornado. And then they do. Like it's going to be an impact. But it is going to be an impact. So put your seatbelt on. And then you have some people that run the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. And that's okay. We have to learn to be who we're called to be. And be the change agents, right, Laura?
Yeah.
I know you've had that experience a lot of times.
Yeah.
When you're out there, because you're out there a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And every day I pray for divine appointments, and every day God has been giving me amazing, incredible divine appointments with people that are like crying out to God or in bondage or struggling with drugs. And then I get to pray for them. And God's been touching a lot of my brothers and sisters that their hearts are ready, but they're just needing somebody to come to be a vessel, because we're vessels, to come speak and either water the seed or whatever the Holy Spirit wants to say to give them hope. And it's amazing how God's been doing it this year more than ever, and the people that God's been touching. And it's been blowing my mind, because not to where I don't believe in God. I mean, it's blowing my mind in how if we just take authority every day in dominion, and if you really truly love God and have relationship with God, your heart is going to grieve for the lost souls. And that's for all of us to do, not just for me. That's for all of us. And if you ask God every day to give you divine appointments, He's going to give you people that when you're obedient and sensitive to the Holy Spirit and you just say, God, lead me or guide me and set that divine appointment, and He'll do it. And you speak life over that soul. It always reminds me when the church came and knocked on my door and they spoke life, and I was dead, blind, but now I'm alive and I see. When I see God touch those souls the way He touched me, it always brings me remembrance to when I was dead.
Right.
And I felt like I was going to die physically and spiritually. And to see them, their faith and their hope, and to know that God is hearing their cry, it's just like, oh my God. It's just like, I can't even explain it unless you experience it, to know that that soul has hope. Because there is people dying every day. They're dying.
Right.
Because there was no one to lay hands or touch them. Or I don't know. I'm just saying, we need to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
It's not even always a physical death to know about that. The morning Miss Tonya Polly, oh my God, we miss you, Mama, here at the mansion on Park Road. It could be, you know, it could be a spiritual death.
Yeah.
People are spiritually dead, you know, and they don't really know, because I hear people say all the time, you know, how do you hear from God? Well, there, here we come now. We're going to talk about the relationship, because we've been taught so much religion and tradition. And it's almost like we're walking around like robots. Like, I can't do that because my, you know, back in the church, they we don't do that or whatever. We don't dance, or we don't sing out loud, or we don't clap our hands. Oh my God! See, that's that spiritually dead thing that we're talking about. But you know, the Lord says that He went to the cross for us to have life, and then to not only just have life, but have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Why do we think, why do we know that God said that to us? Because He wants us to rejoice and enjoy everyday life, because it only comes one day at a time. But if you have the mindset to wake up and say, oh my gosh, good morning, Father, we love Him so much. I just thank You so much. And then, like you were saying, you look around like you're teaching your granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
You look around the house and just thank God for your bed.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Every day. My pillow, my warm house.
They don't have a bed, you know, and I think we were saying on Sunday, Mama Bellies, you know, people just guard your mouth, what you're saying, because people say, oh my gosh, I'm starving. No, you're not, because there's some people across the world that's starving where their stomachs are touching their back, and their hair is falling. Starvation for real is real, but we have food in our freezer that we don't want to thaw it, and then we get caught up in the fast food. We get caught up, and we got to, especially speaking to the world, but He's also mainly speaking to the believer and the Christians today, because this is our time to shine in an ever so dark world. We got to turn up the volume, the light, and that's why the change you want to see, it's got to start with you.
Yeah,
it begins in me.
Yeah.
So what we have to do is get in a posture to surrender.
Yeah.
Not my will, Lord, but Your will. That's why when you say, Lord, I need a divine appointment today, or I don't use that phrase that way, but my heart is the same way.
Yeah.
I say, Father God, you know, we communicate differently because we're different.
Yeah.
You know, so I say, you know, wherever you want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my assignment is in the marketplace.
Yeah.
See, I already know that. So I come to the marketplace, and then I can be everything you need me to be in the marketplace, because I don't really have to go out to the store, even though I go. And then when I'm there, I just want to be a blessing and speak light.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really our assignment. So
yeah.
when we be the light of the world, because God says that's who we are, and the salt of the earth, what He's really speaking about is the salt. We can't be no dead Christians.
And have fear or be scared.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the topic is a powerful topic. It's this, the topic is the change that we want to see must
first
begin with us, and it's us people seeing Jesus in us. And back to the topic, that this topic was so powerful, Pastor Marlo, because I'm so sick of the devil. I'm so sick of the devil, and I just thank God for his word and the authority and dominion that we have, that he gives us. There's been, I gotta express this to people right now, because I know there's people watching that might be struggling, but I've had two divine appointments this year that God is teaching me to, of course, not fear. When he gives us divine appointments or areas that we go and we're sensitive to him, to the Holy Spirit, being at the shelter, I have people that have threatened me to cut me with a box cutter, to that when I leave the shelter, they say they're going to rape me outside. And the authority and the boldness that God gives me, you know, those evil spirits that are causing issues there at the shelter, and I have to take, you know, I'm the manager there, take them in and say, hey, you need to stop or you need to be out. And then they threaten me because the enemy's a bully, okay? Oh, so he's going to try to bully me, okay?
Yeah.
But he forgets who I am. And I know who I am.
No, he know who you are.
And then so I tell him, listen, I don't care what you say you're going to do to me. I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah.
I say, if anything happened to me, I have paradise. I have my mansion. But you better repent and ask Jesus for forgiveness because you're going to hell. And I have to be honest and tell the truth because that's what they're going to hell. They don't repent. But I don't have fear. And then next thing I know, I said, let me call PD right now because you're tripping. And then next thing you know, they take off running. Okay? And so I thank God. And then I pray for them. I said, God, I don't know who that person was. It's the first time here. He's tripping. Bring healing. Or maybe he was on drugs because some of them are on drugs. But I have to take authority and dominion and say, hey, I'm here. This is an assignment for me. And there's a lot of them that have given their hearts to the Lord, that have received salvation. So I know I'm there as an ambassador. This is not my home. Me at the shelter, me here at Mornings at the Mansion, me at the grocery store, I'm an ambassador. We're ambassadors passing through. I get it. I get that this is not my home. So I expect divine appointments from God. I'm not asking, I'm expecting. And so God has done great things at the shelter and touching souls that are running from God or they just need a confirmation. And God is blowing my mind on he's touching people being healed there at the shelter. I've seen healing take place, and I'm like, wow, God. And then there was another one just recently on a drive-thru at the chicken place. We went to the drive-thru, and this one girl was so high on crack cocaine that she was on the drive-thru in her bicycle, and she was facing the opposite way when we were in the drive-thru, and she was trying to order chicken in the window, and she looked like she was going to fall. Her makeup was all smeared. Her shirt was about coming off. And I knew that I went to get some tea for a divine appointment. I was with my brother, Edward. And next thing I know, we're supposed to pray for her. And next thing we know, people were, like, telling her stuff to move. And I knew she needed help, prayer. Wow. So she ended up moving, and we ended up praying for her. And next thing you know, she sobered up. We asked her, what's stopping you from getting closer to God? And she said, dope. She said, dope. And she's sweeping. And she about passing out. But after we got through praying for her and speaking the word of God, like she sobered up in a way that I'm like, I knew it was the power of God that sobered her up because it was like she was about to fall from the bike. She was so messed up on crack cocaine. And next thing you know, she gave her heart to the Lord. Her kids been taken away. And I mean, she was like suffering in a way that I felt that pain because I've been there where you're in bondage.
Right.
But I know that night God set her free. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, she asked me for a Bible and a Bible for her boyfriend. And then she was like, just her demeanor changed. And she sobered up. So see, somebody messed up in drugs that's about to fall off, and then you see her sober, you know that's a God thing. Because there's no way we did it. It was God through us. So that's why I just thank God that she saw God in us. And she looked like, I'm telling you, her clothes was coming off. She was a beautiful girl, but just in bondage.
That's up, yeah.
And her name is Heather. So we're going to be praying for Heather. And there's another girl named Heather that I've been praying for. So I just thank God for the divine appointments. And the reason I'm sharing this, because if you ever see anybody in the street or anybody in the corner, God, don't be afraid to just go up to that person and take authority and pray. Because most people were just passing her or like, she needs to move. What's wrong with that crazy girl? Look at that prostitute. You know, you saw people like honking at her. And like, people don't care. People don't care for somebody that's dying. She was like literally dying spiritually and physically.
Right.
But God knew she was going to be there. God knew we were going to be there. and we're warriors. Mm-hmm. Whenever you walk to a place or whenever you're driving, you're a warrior driving to the location that you're going. God's going to give you a divine appointment to all of you, Pastor Merlo. And God said, this year, Laura, don't drive by people. Don't, because I do that sometimes. And I know it's not for everybody, but I'm just saying, we can't sit in the house of the Lord, glutton the word of God, say we're mighty warriors, and not care for nobody. For they look at people in the streets and say, oh, well, that's what they show them. They could die, go to hell. No, God is not want to be left behind, but of course not everybody's going to receive him. I'm not saying everybody will, but why not take the opportunity to speak life to that one soul that is going to say yes? I mean, imagine if the warriors that came to my neighborhood when I came to my neighborhood at the time, where would I be dead or in prison? But because of their obedience and because of my obedience, now many are touched. The same thing with you. With your obedience, you're going to touch many lost souls.
True. And it was the desire, too, that lined up that you had in your heart.
Yes. You were really tired. Like that every day.
Yeah, of doing that and doing that. But that's why, you know, I like it's a book, America. Your life is a book. And it's before the eyes of others. How
yes.
we live it out, walk
yeah.
it out. You know, and we got to make sure. And I was listening to one of Dr. Charles Stanley's teachings the other day. And he was encouraging us, believers and Christians, that we eat every day. Sometimes we eat three times
yeah.
a day. Well, we have to be fed spiritually the same way.
Yeah.
Sometimes we only show up on a Sunday morning service yeah. and we're fed by the pastor, and we want that fulfillment of what we're fed to last the whole week. No, we got to get into the Word of God or the Bible studies or the whatever God's in your own self. You know, we love the forsaking not the assembly. That's powerful. That's really a commandment to me, because we say we must
yeah.
not forsake
yeah.
the assembly. And even though we know it's a virus out there, that's whatever, we can't allow them. We social distance everywhere else. We wear the mask everywhere
yeah.
else. We just have to use wisdom. The word don't say, we were talking about this Sunday, that we perish for the lack of not 6 feet apart. We perish for the lack of knowledge. That's what the Word of God says, and we have to understand that we have to get into the Word
yes.
and get the Word in us.
Yes.
And then that's how Christ lives in you, and then that's how you allow your light to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, what's in you come out.
Yes.
If nothing is in you, ain't nothing come out
yeah.
of you. You know, so we have to be mindful that we are true, like you say, ambassadors.
Yeah.
We are true representatives.
Yeah.
Because we're saying we believers, and we have this Bible here, that we have highlighted. Uh-oh. I'm going to talk about that one. They still in the coloring book. Uh-oh. Okay. I hope y'all ready for that. But we have to understand that when we do that, this the same way this word is highlighted in the book, it needs to be highlighted in your heart.
Yeah.
Because if it's not, then what are you doing? You color. Okay. So I'm back. Back to the teaching of the change you want to see must first begin in you.
Yeah.
But I always say in me.
In me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the help, Lord. You know, because we, even as believers, we do believe. But I remember, I have it wrote somewhere in my notes. But there was a man that said, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yes, yes.
You know, so way deep out inside, there's something that comes to try to make us sway or think, is it really going to happen? And we believe in it. And that's where the Holy Ghost natures come from. Because we do believe it,
yeah.
but there's that little bit of, I guess the word is doubt,
yeah.
that we have, or maybe that's not for me or for you, and we could be praying for someone else, or maybe it's not their season. Every season is your season.
Yeah.
You just have to know what season you're in, and then you can function and operate in that place effectively, and then your light will shine.
Yeah.
And people will know only God could do that.
Yeah.
In your life, because every time they see me and do a drive by her at 2700, they know I ain't got my bank account no safe bench. But God says that we are heirs,
mm-hmm.
and not only are we heirs, he's so incredible. I said, Lord, you are so awesome, Sauce.
Yeah.
He says that you're a joint heer.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that yeah. trumps being an heir.
Yeah.
When you're a joint heir, you are heir times two.
Yes, yes.
So stop saying I don't have it. I'm broke. We speak all of this over
yes.
ourselves and people. Be careful what you let people speak over you.
Mm-hmm.
And when they begin to speak those things, you have the authority to say, I counsel that.
Mm-hmm.
that's not going to perform in my life.
Yes, yes.
No matter who you are, and the people take it personal, then you're going to see the spirit. That's really the devil.
Yes.
You remember how he called the disciples the devil? Because they were stripped.
Yes.
They were, even though they weren't physically the devil, but the spirit came upon them to counteract and get in the face of Christ and say, that's not true. And he, Jesus, he's telling you the truth,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
So we have to be mindful that as we represent that we are a book, just like the book, and I'm not trying to advertise right now, even though I am. Okay. okay, like this is a book that was written in by several different authors, and I just happen to be one of the authors, thank the Lord. So when we do that, when people come in here and they read this to be ignited, this is how people turn the page one day at a time. How are we illustrating?
Yes. Yes.
Are we really trying to pray for people?
Yes.
Are we really helping people? Are we just going to do that on Sunday when we get yes. to the house of yes. God and think that that's the church? No, that's just a building because we are the church. We have to be effective
yes.
as an individual first, and then when we come together collectively, we're the crowd.
Yes. Yeah.
We're the crowd that can ignite, and there's power in it, and that's why the churches are shut down now.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, this is my part where I'm sick of the devil, Lord.
Yeah.
Because the strategy of the enemy with the virus was to shut down the collectiveness of the church.
Yeah.
So, could y'all know when we come together to say not that commandment of assembling, this is the part that we come together, we all in one house, yeah. in many houses of one, and we call in on the name of the Lord, and we're asking the Holy Spirit to come. To perform what he's designed to do, which is miracles, signs, and wonders. And now the doors of the church is shut. We still can do it, but there is no authority collectively, us together. But we can still do prayer calls. It's different ways. But I'm just saying what the Holy Spirit is saying. You know, we it's those things that make you go, I never thought. And we give up our authority. We give up our power. We shut the door and lock it and don't show back up. And even if you are, and I understand it when you got 10 and 5,000 people, you got the pastors that's trying to figure this thing out. But get together in a smaller church. I know you know of a smaller church that you can go and be in the place of God with collectively with the people and worship the Lord, you know, and be a part of that, you know, that transition of a ministry and be available, people of God, right? I just pray that everybody, we really get this thing that God is talking to us about. Because just because your door is shut don't mean it's another door. You got to know when the doors are open to go in. And we have to use the wisdom that God gives us to be able to transition and move and breathe in it. Because if not, we're going to be shut down and we're going to allow the world to tell us what we can and cannot have.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. So that's a place to clap, America. Come on now.
It is in my spirit to share. I might have to say it, but if all you're praying for is money, houses, and cars, check your heart.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I thank God for all that. Okay. God want to release it. Thank you, Lord. But my heart is souls and more of God, first and foremost, and souls. Because if God call me home next month, next year, the houses, the cars, because I hear a lot of people praying, I know if I'm money, I have a lot of money and I have houses and cars, I'll be happy. No, you won't. The way I see it, we're not going to leave none of that here. So to me, it's more important the souls, okay?
Yeah.
But now God want to release everything else. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I just pray that you will have more relationship with God. The world will manifest and souls. And I'm telling you, when you're about the souls, God will release everything else. Matthew 6:33, seek thy kingdom first and his righteousness, and then everything else shall be added. And that's his righteousness, being in right standing with him, pleasing him, being about his will. Then the cars, the house, the money.
It all will come.
I mean, God will release it. I mean, he released stuff to me all the time that I know I needed before I even asked.
Yeah.
I mean, from furniture to cars to houses. I'm telling you, God is so good. But if you're about the Father's business and about souls, then everything else will follow.
But see, Lord,
so don't
you know
focus
what it is?
On the materialistic things, y'all, because then we miss it.
But here it is. Here it is. They don't believe. They don't. They say they believers, but they really don't believe that when you seek ye first the kingdom, don't leave this part out, and his righteousness. Because we try to leave that part out. Don't leave that out. And everything else. Why would the Bible tell us that? will follow.
To everything else.
Not everything. Right? But we don't believe that. So we don't, it's almost like, oh, I got to still be in control. I got to do it my way. Then we start singing like Frank Sinatra. Go get your record played on YouTube, whatever. Because that's what you're doing. Instead of saying, I want to do it. See, it's the will of God. You want your will to be done. But we get in the, and Jesus said, you know, we talked about this Sunday, our Father. He said, hold on, let me teach you how to pray. Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy
kingdom come.
Thy will
be done. Where?
On earth as it is in heaven.
Come on, America. So if you don't think you can have some heaven on earth, you don't know. You know, you ain't praying the Lord's Prayer. Okay? He says as it is. Right? It's so powerful. And then we have to repent in there too. Yeah. You know, give us this day. Yeah. This day. Our daily bread. Why do you think the Lord refers to his word as bread?
His love letter,
which is fire.
Es fuego.
He ain't playing with us, okay? So we're just so excited. But here's the deal. Oftentimes, our lives reflect so poorly. Because the people out there, you think those people are not hungry for God. They are. But they see in the counterfeit. It's just the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about nobody because I need help every day. Not to slap somebody. Just when I think I'm delivered from that, here comes somebody.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's just the truth.
Yeah.
But we have to make sure that when we reflect poorly that the people, because see, we out there saying we believers and we're talking about the bumper stickers, and I'm even wearing the cross today. I think Sunday I had the crown. Wearing the crosses. And then you got some people, and that's okay, because that's their religion, that's Catholic. But if you are that, get in relationship. Get in right standing with the Father so that you can hear him. Because trust me, when you get in here, this is a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see you before you see me. And then as people will say, well, you know, I think Pastor Mello, she needs some help because she's just too radical. She needs to do that. But what is God saying to you about you? Okay, because see, this I found out that this is how he created me. And I used to try to turn down. Go back and read the message. Turn down for what? Okay? It's the truth. I used to try to turn down so people could like me and want to do life with me and do it. But they still don't, because if they don't like you, they don't like you. It don't matter.
Turn down.
But when you trying to please the Father and God give you the freedom, he went to the cross so that I could be radical, right? And not be, and it's a place to be humble. You could be like Papa Jack and Jazz. I tell America all the time.
Yes, Papa Jack.
That's how they are. And it's a beautiful thing because I'm learning, knowing, and growing. Right,
yes,
but that's not what he called me to be. Now, there's a time that I know how to humble myself.
Yeah.
And I do. Yeah. But every day, I'm just an atmosphere change.
Yeah.
So if I want to see the change in the world, I got to first do the change.
Yes.
And I got to be who I'm called to be. And stop turning down and watering yourself down to make people happy. Because you're not the maker. Jesus is the maker. He said, I will make you fishers of men.
Yes.
I will make your name great. He said that he's the way maker. Whenever there is a way that's been paid for you, if you don't know it's God that did it for you, because he created you.
Yeah.
He already knows, right? You know, so we have to, you know, we thank God for the people who come before us and who pillar us and who push us and be the wind behind our back. But in this season, if you connected to people back to back with you, turn your back, Laura, to me. If they're not back to back with you, and while Laura's fighting that way, what's in front of her, I'm slapping the enemy back here because I got her back. If they're saying they got your back and they're not fighting with you, hello, America. That is not the truth.
Yes. Amen.
Come on now. So in this hour, I beseech you to please, you know, shift your mind and only want the things of God and the people of God that are really the people of God. Because you got to be mindful. The word says that the sheep's coming. Come on, however you say it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The enemy will disguise himself. And he'll wait till you're most vulnerable, like he did with Jesus in the desert when he was there for 40 days. Did he come on day one? No. Did he come on day 15?
No.
Day 25? No, he came on day 40 when he was the hungriest and the weakest.
Uh-huh.
And then
that's
guess how he
that's
came.
How he'll come at you. That's
he came
right.
to attack Woo. His identity first. Man, there are many you. Components in that scripture that you have to know. He came to attack him because he said, if you are really the Son mm-hmm. of God, now you talking to the Son of God, you know, because you was already with God. Devil. That's how you got to tell him. Okay? And then he said, if you really are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. But see, that's why you got to have the word in you. Because Jesus said, it is written. Did y'all think he was carrying the Bible in the desert? No. It was in his heart. Okay? And he said, it's written that man should not live by bread alone. But guess how? Out of every word that proceeds out of his mouth. That's what he told the devil, that he didn't shut down there. Then the devil got the word in him too. Y'all know that? So, and this is what's so powerful to me. When God, in this very moment with Jesus in the desert, God don't say the devil came or even Satan. He says, and the tempter came. And if you don't think he's coming to tempt you, because mm-hmm. he sure came to tempt Jesus. But if you got Jesus in you,
woo!
Yeah, he don't try to tell you, but get the word in you. Get into the word 3-4 times a week. Get fed.
Yeah.
Your spiritual menu. We have to learn to partake.
Yeah,
right?
And that just brings me flashbacks from that day that I was, I mean, it been 13 days in a row, 14 hours, 13 hours when that, you know, I went to the spiritual attack at the shelter. I was tired. It was cold. It's been 2 weeks, and I felt weak. But, man, when you know the word and you know who you are, I'm like, wait a minute, shut up, devil. I know I'm not feeling it, but I'm not afraid. And you better repent, and, you know, you're going to hell. You better, you know. And, I mean, he gives us the strength. Yeah. And that's what's so important, that you know who you are and know the word and have no fear, because it's God's strength. It's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And that's taking authority and being the warrior that God called us to be, because we're not wimps. We're not wimpy Christians. That goes to another teaching we did.
Yeah.
And that's every time I go through something like that, I'll be like, I'm not a wimp. I'm not a Most High God. I'm fighting for Jesus, you know, in my mind, in my head. And that's why, even though it might be a little bit inside me, but I'm like, no, I'm not going to, you know, let that take over me, because I know who I am.
Yeah.
And that's the authority that God gives us every day in every way, spiritually, physically, financially, you know. So
it's so true, Lord. It's so true. And I just want to remind the people of God, be the same person on stage and off stage.
Yes.
Because we get into the church and we, you know, we look like we worshiping and we look like we so sold out. We look like we don't see Jesus. We look like all of this. But when we get out, as soon as we walk across the threshold going home, you know, the enemy gonna come.
Oh, yeah. He will come too.
Okay. And then when he begin to dance in your face and slap you and all of that, you get in the corner and say, well, maybe it's nothing. It's not my turn, or maybe I shouldn't say nothing anymore. Or no, you have to be who you're called to be in the church house, because we are the church, same as you are off stage.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to encourage somebody today, because the struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
It's really real in the warfare. But you know, Christ went to the cross and he said it's finished. He already won the war, so we're fighting, you know, from victory.
Yes.
Not to victory, because we already have victory, because the Bible tells us that we
it
are victorious.
It is finished. Yeah.
But the problem is, you don't believe it. Believer, we say we believe, but we're not even believing. And that's just the season that we're in right now in this teachings with the world, because the Lord says, I want you to encourage the believer to believe. Because we got over 3,573 promises. And we already tell you guys, we know it's way more than that. We just talking about what we know, what our experience is. And we even encourage you to Papa Jeff? Get you at least one promise.
Yeah.
But for me and my twin, she got 3,573. I got so the devil know that we come back and with about 7 grand of promises. If we together.
Yeah.
And he already knew. We don't really have to use our energy, but I will get in his face and tell him, stop talking to me, because you are a liar, and you're the father of lies, and I hang out with truth, which is the Holy Ghost, because it comes to lead and guide you into all truth, not some truth, because God don't do nothing halfway.
Yes.
Okay?
I was telling Marlo last night, I watched that movie with the Nikki Cruz with David Wilkerson, David, pastor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, and that movie really, woo. gave me more boldness last night.
Can you imagine?
She went to a bad neighborhood. I mean, you're talking about bad neighborhood. Woo! And I said, man, the boldness, because he knew who he was. And he didn't care if he died because he almost got killed several times. But he says, I know God sent me here. And I know God going to protect me. But even if he don't, I want to tell you about Jesus, the one that died on the cross. And I'm like, yes! Yes! I mean, boldness, just like, keep going, Lord, keep going. That's
that
a powerful
so
movie.
Awesome. That's the Esther mentality, really. If I perish, I perish. I'm going to be in the will of God.
That's a good movie.
No matter what, because I already know that me and Jesus going to break dance every day. Every day, but you still can break dance before you get in his face. You know,
I would say, if I did it when I was in the world, why wouldn't I do it now for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords?
So this is so powerful. When we come to the sure and pure, see, the knowledge of God is pure and it's sure. The pure and sure knowledge of God and Christ in us, boy, that's when we know the power that lies within us. Mm-hmm. So I just encourage you, and I know we didn't even get to read the scripture. Please go to 1 John. Well, just go to John, and he tells us, John 14, 9 through 11. See, that's why when you got the word in you, you don't have to do the drop by the word. But we know when we teach and we got to do this. So forgive us and y'all help us. Sometimes come on there and say, what's the scripture, Pastor? I'll let her go with that. Help me out. Because I get caught up in that supernatural place. So, Laura, you want to read that?
God's
quick?
Love letters, which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. And Juan 14, versículo 9 al 11, dice, Jesús respondió, Felipe, he estado con ustedes todo el tiempo y todavía no saben quién soy. Lo que me han visto al Padre. Entonces, ¿cómo me pides que les muestre al Padre? ¿Acaso no crees que yo estoy en el Padre y el Padre en mí? Las palabras que yo digo no son mías, sino son del Padre que viene a mí a su obra por medio de mí. Solo crean que yo estoy en el Padre y el Padre está en mí. A lo menos creerán por las obras que me han visto hacer. Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah. The King James Version reads, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? The world cannot receive, but it is him not. Neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth within you and shall be in you. So we have to be the change agent. So if Christ is in you, then they're going to see Jesus in you.
Yes.
That's what this word is saying. So why are you asking this question, Philip? He was like, Philip and got on his nerves now. Okay? Yes. No, he got this big question mark behind Philip's name, an emphasis. Have you not known him? You've been hanging out with me all this time?
And you tripping?
And he's like asking him his question? This is what he's saying. So if we're hanging out with Jesus, why are we still asking him questions? Father, how are they going to know that it's you? What you mean? He's saying, he's telling us that the world cannot receive it. But you can't, because you are, when you are the one to receive Christ fully in your heart, we become just like the eggshell, the yolk, and the what other part is it? The white. You can't separate. And if you do separate it, you still see it, right? So he's telling us, we know not. How do you not know it? So this is what Christ is saying. Why can't the world see me in you?
Yes.
If I'm in you.
Yes.
And read what 20 says.
Okay, number 20. Okay. Cuando yo vuelva a la vida, ustedes sabrán que estoy en mi Padre y que ustedes están en mí y yo en ustedes.
Hallelujah. And it reads, at that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. It's so powerful to know that the Trinity is in us.
Yes.
Because guess who said it? Okay, America, it is in red, and y'all know it's in the King James in red. Jesus is saying it.
Yeah.
Jesus said that if he and the Father, and the Father and him, and him and us, we are one.
Yeah.
We are one new man, a woman, or mankind. We can be that, but we don't believe it. And Jesus is saying it. So we have so many scriptures here that we want to share with you next week so that you can understand that you can have the attributes of Christ every day. And I'm going to encourage you, America, if you are hanging out with people and you don't see no remnants of God, I'm not trying to tell nobody what to do. But come on now. That's when you find out that you are going on the Marybear Bush, you're spinning around in circles, and you're trying to do life with people. And, you know, I don't know about you, and we minister on this a lot. Well, when I was a kid, I hated the merry-go-round. I wanted to hang out with my friends, and they'd be like, come on, Denise, because that's my middle name. That's okay. Let's put on the merry-go-round. And I know what that's going to make me feel like.
Growing up.
Yeah.
Dizzy.
But I'm like, I just want to hang out with my friends and get on the merry-go-round. And when I'm halfway through it, don't eat lunch before you go. Okay?
For real, I hate it. Because
by the time you stop and your eyes catch up with your mind, there's a lot going on. And then you throw your food up and you open it on the point of your stick. And sometimes the friends that rode that foolish ride so long, they immune to it. And they go on and play, and your day is thrown off the rest of the day and your life and your years. Come on, America. Yeah. Y'all know where we're going with this. So you have to be mindful right away. If you're not seeing the attributes of Christ in people, you're not lined up with the people of God.
Yeah. And cry out to him, because I did when I felt that I was in that situation. I was going nowhere, just the same place, same people, doing nothing, going nowhere, no soul winning. And I said, God, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Connect me with warriors. I'm not asking. I'm expecting, like, now to be about your kingdom business. I want to learn, and they can learn from me, and we can help each other. And I'm tired. I mean, I cry out to God, and I was mad, too. And then they see, you know me, Pastor Marlon, my twin sister. And then here's everybody watching, every warrior in the audience. Now I know that we're going somewhere in Christ Jesus, and his will's being done, and we all blessed to be a blessing, and we all connected, because I know that there's many times I feel the intercessors praying for me, and I'll be praying for others, and this is so important, so vital that we pray for each other. But now I know that I'm not in that merry-go-round no more. Now I know that God's will, Abba's Father will, is being done. To be blessed, to be a blessing,
that's
for
so
his
true.
Will,
and you know,
for him to
and,
be glorified.
And you know what my prayer was, Laura? It wasn't the same as yours, but the heart was the same. My prayer was, you know, I know, Lord, that, you know, you're the creator. And when you created me, you created somebody for me to do life and to hang out with that have the same heart, the same mind, the same love, the same zeal. So I didn't pray the prayer of the sold out, because I didn't have that vision until later when I taught that message to the clergy about being the firefly. I was sharing that with Dalees Mill the other day, that when the pastor, the apostle came and he said, I want you to teach in this conference. And I was like, me? And he was like, yeah. And he said, I want you to teach to the bishops and the apostles and the, you know, these clergymen. And I said, I don't think I'm qualified to do that. That's how we think. We think you're not qualified to do it, but it's the anointing that breaks you. That set people free. He said, well, I know one thing, Marlo, because I wasn't a pastor then. I was just an evangelist, but I'm still an evangelist. And he said, one thing I know is you're not struggling. You're not struggling spiritually. You're not struggling, you know, from what they could see. And I wasn't, because I'm not struggling, because I serve a king. I'm in the kingdom, and I will never struggle. You have to know that.
Yes.
Okay, so I go to teaching, and I ask the Lord, what are we teaching on? Like I so often ask, what are we teaching on? Today, it just be the change you want to see start in you. Okay, so that particular time, he wanted me to teach on the firefly. I said, what? The lightning bugs?
Oh, man.
It was so powerful. And the Lord said, yes. See, that's that place that I learned to be humble in my teaching.
Yes.
Because if you think that's not going to be powerful for those set of people, because God is the one that knows. He will give it to you. So I said, okay. And I began to allow the Holy Spirit to download the message about the firefly. And we went back. See, now I'm teaching to the older crowd that know what lightning bugs are. See, I didn't. So I go, and I so wished I had done the Joyce Meyer had the container, but I don't even see fireflies today.
But you know
today.
What? It's confirmation with the gift that everybody's getting today from the audience. I have a box in my van that I forgot to get flashlight. the Polaroid flashlight because we're light to darkness. That goes with the flyer.
And it's true.
So everybody getting the flashlight.
It's true. And it's true.
Yes.
So anyway, to make a long story short, I delivered the message, and then in that's the song. And for everybody that's been in the house of when I'm teaching, somehow this thing comes over me, and I just begin to sing. But by the end of the message, I can't even talk. But okay. So I do that because it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit in me. So in that particular setting, I was singing the song Sold Out by Hezekiah Walker. And the people came and got on the organ, and I'm telling you, America, it was amazing. And the people of God, they came and began to thank me for igniting them and shifting their minds to where that, and the word ended up being containers of his glory.
Woo!
Okay? That's how the Lord ended the message. But he started out with the firefly, to where in such a dark world, we should look like lightning.
Yes.
We should be illuminating
in
the dark world
as
the people of God.
Hallelujah.
And when he brought that message, it just blew my mind. My life hasn't been the same since then. So at the same time, that began to manifest in my life, and the sold out message came, the sold out shirts came. When I came back that Monday, the man of God, Darrell Gumut of Inspired Graphics, had just came into the boutique at the time. It's now the Roku Studio. But at the time he came in, and he had this shirt that sold out to Jesus. And I did the Matrix at that time, but I'm thinking that it was a confirmation from the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And then Laura came here for something different. And then when she saw the sold out shirt, it was a confirmation for her.
Like a big confirmation.
Yeah, and it's just so powerful when you let God use you. And that's why I was telling Dalisa on Sunday that I have this song that I'm going to send to her phone because I heard it all this week, and that's where the teacher came from. When you have people that have been assigned to your life and they have a genuine love for you, a genuine everything for you, they show up, okay? And as an intercessor, and if you don't know anything about intercessory prayer or intercessory anything, you wouldn't even understand this, but for those that do, when you have intercessors that's assigned to your life and they come and they intercede, not just about at 2 a.m., because, hello, I'm sure there's been many 2 a.m. wake-ups, 4 a.m., to get up and pray for the man and woman of God or the church and just the world. You get up and you do it.
Yes.
And you know you got to get up and do it. Sleepy and all. You know how you say you don't want to get up this morning?
Yes.
Can you imagine at 2 a.m. Jesus knocking on your heart?
Yes.
I need you to stand and pray for this man or this woman or the whole world, or this president or this whoever.
Yeah.
We got to be obedient.
And wherever you're at right now, if you stumble, if you're struggling, like, can I be transparent? I've made mistakes. I've been rebellious in my walk. But one thing about the Holy Spirit, that he said that he did begin a good work, that he's faithful to, you know, finish.
Yeah.
You got to keep going, and you got to get up and just give your heart to God and say, look, God, I repent. Forgive me. I messed up because I've done it. Can I be real?
But
when you have the conviction of the Holy Spirit and you're in love with him, he gives you the strength. He gives you the wisdom. He teaches you, don't do it again. And he gives you the keep going. So start all over again. And whenever he picks you up again, it's even greater than before. So just trust him. Trust him. Don't trust your emotion. Don't listen to the negative or whatever you've been told. Because Jesus is hope. Just like the young girl Heather that told me that her family told her that God will never forgive her for everything that she's done, that she was going straight to hell. And I told her, no way. God will give you the strength. He will forgive you. Just surrender. And in her mind, she didn't have hope to the point that she was cutting herself, and she didn't see no hope because her family told her a lie. You know, they don't know any better, probably. That's why, too. But when you have Jesus, you have hope. Just cry out to him, Jesus, and he'll do the rest.
That's just the truth, you know. And when you call on him, you see change. You have power, authority.
Yeah.
We do it through him. But I just want to remind you of this last scripture today, America. We were talking about Matthew 6:33, but we want you to write down Matthew 7. And 3-5. So this is how we're going to end this teaching today, but we're going to pick up with the same teaching because I don't know how long it's going to take. We're just going to walk in obedience because if it's just one person that we reach today to shift their minds and their hearts and being the change agents, that is our sign. So as Matthew 7 and 3-5 reads here,
7:3-5.
Yeah. It says, ¿y por qué te preocupas por la astilla en el ojo de tu amigo, trono en el tuyo? ¿Cómo puedes pensar en decirle a tu amigo, dame a ayudarte, déjame ayudarte y sacar la astilla de tu ojo, cuando tú puedes ver más allá del trono que está en tu propio ojo? Y lo dice, hipócrita, primero quítate el trono de tu ojo, después verás los sufrimientos bien para ocuparte de la astilla en el ojo de tu amigo.
Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord is 7:3-5. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that's in your own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast the mote out of your brother's eye. So as we are in the world, and as the topic is, let the change begin in you. What we have such a habit of looking at the issue in the other person, and we magnify it by speaking on it, talking about it, around it. When we need to be allowing ourselves to read the word for ourselves, so that the mirror of the reflection, you can see you. So let the change, Father, that I want to see in this world start with me. Because how can I take out your toothpick, and in the word here, use the mote, and I got a big telephone pole, which is a beam, in mine. The first thing that's going to happen, I'm going to knock you in the head with my beam. Trying to help get the toothpick out your eye.
Yeah.
No, really.
Yes.
We have to understand, what are we doing? Why are we trying to help somebody? We're hurting somebody.
Yes.
So God is saying to us, check yourself before
you
wreck
yourself.
Okay? Yes. So to God be the glory. And if this was good to you today, please share the video. Tune in next Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. because God got some more nuggets that will help you line up and know that Christ is really in me.
Yay.
Okay? And you will get ignited and excited to be about the Father's business for such a time as this. So I'm just so encouraged, Lord Kelly.
Me too.
Today.
Me too.
And I'm glad that the healing is resonating in the land today. And there will soon be no more ugly virus, because we are declaring. We're not saying it's not a virus, but soon and very soon, there will not be, because we will take authority, we will come together, we will rise up and call forth the miracle, call forth the signs, and it will be a revival, and the revival will start in you.
Yes.
So catch fire, church.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. And if you're just tuning in right now, it's not by chance. I want you to repeat this prayer after me, and I thank my sister Dalis for this little booklet that she blessed me with, just in my heart that if you're watching right now and you don't know Jesus as your Lord Savior, just repeat this prayer with me. And then, Holy Spirit, I'm going to let you do the rest in this person's life that's tuning in right now for your glory. It's not the prayer that saves you. It is trusting Jesus Christ that saves you.
Mm.
Prayer is simply how you tell God what you are doing. So this is for you, whoever it is that's tuning in right now. And repeat this after me. It says, dear God, I know I am a sinner. I know my sins deserve to be punished. I believe Christ died for me and rose from the grave. I trust Jesus Christ alone as my Savior. Thank you for the forgiveness and everlasting life. I know I have. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you say this prayer, then I'll pray that the Holy Spirit will do the rest. And if you need a Bible, just let us know. Text me and we will bless you with the Bible. Mm-hmm. But I pray in the name of Jesus that God's will be done, that he will touch you, restore you, heal you, not only you, but your whole family. In the mighty name of Jesus, the name above all names, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to Dios.
Live your life out loud.
Yes.
Okay. So to God be the glory. So next Tuesday at 10 a.m. We love you.
Share the video.
Pray for somebody.
And share the video.
Yes.
Wow, we love y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
That's how we want to quit.
Yeah, we don't know what you mean. Thank you, Lord, for your love letters, for your word.
Yes.
Brianna!
Brianna! Yes!